Hello, everyone, and welcome to Day 7 of the Divine Mercy Novena. Thank you for watching today. And today, before we begin, just a couple of little housekeeping things. Number one, just again, once again, thank you for all your comments. And number two, we just want to extend the invitation to you for something. We have a dream of reaching out to millions of people like this from our home through these messages. And we would like you to consider joining us and helping support this mission. We have an account with Patreon, and we'd like to invite you to consider becoming a Patreon supporter of ours through monthly giving. And that would really go a long way in helping pay for all the equipment that we have and the editing softwares and the time and the Facebook advertising and all that stuff behind the scenes that goes on that brings us to you. So if you'd like to partner with us, we'd be very, very grateful. We'll put a link in the post on how to become a Patreon member. And we'd appreciate if you consider that. But if not, we also ask that you pray for us because we need grace to be able to serve. And so wish to thank you for that consideration. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything else
to add? Thank you. I was just going to say yes, because we do quite a few of these types of groups throughout the year.
Yeah.
We do a 33 Days to Morning Glory group in December, and we do also a rosary group in October.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe we'll be doing some more.
It would be great if we could do this continuously throughout the year to reach out and spread the fullness of the faith. So I feel like together we can do something great for God, and our dream is too big for just us, and we'd love if you partnered with us. So thank you again for that consideration. And today, let's do something great. Mm-hmm. Who are we praying for?
Today, bring to me the souls who especially venerate and glorify my mercy, and immerse them in my mercy. These souls sorrowed most over my passion and entered most deeply into my spirit. They are living images of my compassionate heart. These souls will shine with a special brightness in the next life. Not one of them will go into the fire of hell. I shall particularly defend each one of them at the hour of death. Wow. We just finished the Triduum and Easter, and I just think how, you know, we should have... I find those 3 days particularly sometimes emotional for me because we kind of replay the passion of Christ and we try to enter into it as best as we can. And yet I think, why do I reserve that just for those 3 days? You know, really, I should be meditating upon his passion and upon the mercy that is a result of his passion throughout my entire year.
Mm-hmm. And you are. Tell them about what you're doing about...
Yes, you know, actually...
Venerating God's mercy.
Well, I started doing these prayers. They're called the St. Bridget prayers. And there's 15 of them. And what they do is you meditate upon the different wounds of Christ. And it says that there's over like 5,000 wounds. That during his passion, he went through over 5,000 different, you know, injuries of some sort. And so you pray 15 prayers with an Our Father and a Hail Mary each, every single day. For an entire year. Is it a challenge?
Yeah.
It is.
Sometimes I go upstairs to bed, Janelle's with her phone, and she's like falling asleep, and it's glowing in her face. When she's got the St. Bridget prayers open.
But you know what? I have to say, I absolutely love how it's daily reminding me of what Christ has gone through for me. And I feel like it's changing me. So I actually really am glad for the opportunity, and I'm glad for the challenge.
Great.
So.
I think you have something else?
Yes. Yeah. The other thing that I was thinking about, because it was like those who venerate my mercy, and right away immediately I thought of people who, you know, love the divine mercy devotion, right? Those who have an image of the divine mercy in their home or on their keychain or, you know, in their back pocket. I don't know, but there's actually promises that are associated to those who venerate the divine mercy. Do I know what those promises are? No, not off the hand.
What is that? Whatever, but you'll post a link maybe with some of those.
Yeah.
So we have a Divine Mercy image in our home right over our door. It's been there for quite a while. Yeah, this is one way that we constantly have it. I like it because every time I go down the stairs and out the door to the garage, I see Jesus's divine image the mercy of the divine image. And it's just, it's a constant reminder. And I appreciate that, having it in a visible place. I ask myself sometimes, how do I know that I have, I'm truly venerating the divine mercy? And I think we have to ask ourselves, well, are we showing it? Because if we're not showing it, are we really venerating God's mercy? Are we really understanding? Because if we choose not to forgive those who have hurt us, what we're really telling Jesus is that your sacrifice on Calvary was not enough for their sin. And if it's not enough, Jesus' sacrifice is not enough for their sin, what does that say about ours? And of course, that's a lie. Jesus' sacrifice on Calvary covers a multitude of sins, every sin that's ever been committed and will be committed, has been committed, including original sin. So by withholding forgiveness from somebody else, we're saying, Jesus, what you've done is not enough. So something that maybe sometimes we get stuck in unforgiveness, and I do a whole mission on identifying unforgiveness, how to walk through it, how to welcome God's healing into that. If you're interested in that, just let me know at catholicspeaker.com. But in the meantime, this book right here, I would highly recommend. It's called Forgiveness Makes You Free by Father Ubald, and he's a Rwandan priest who has survived the genocide, and he had 8 of his family members.
No, I read it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
80.
Oh, holy moly. I misread it.
Yes.
80 of his family members killed in the genocide. As a priest, he also lost 45,000 of his parishioners. So he talks about forgiveness and how it makes you free in this book. I met the lady that was instrumental in getting this book published with Ave Maria Press, and she brought it to my attention, had lunch with her just a little while ago. She went there, interviewed this man, and made sure the story got out. So if you're struggling with unforgiveness, here's one thing I would recommend. The other thing I would recommend is my favorite author, my book, Ken Huszynski. There's a chapter in this book, my book called The Fullness of Purpose, where I go through a really practical checklist on how to identify signs and symptoms of unforgiveness, because we can't change what we do not acknowledge. So there's a chapter in here that I think is really beneficial if you're stuck. So with that, anything else? Are we done?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, so let's pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul, and divinity of our dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, we offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you my body and blood, the soul and divinity of my dear blood, the Son, all of Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of the sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of the sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of the sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world.